Fans, hello and good morning, and welcome to M&T Bank Stadium here in Baltimore with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hollis. This is Broncos TV on site. In week 15 already, Broncos on the road again to play in a very difficult building to play. Baltimore, a very good team here at home, and also, Greg, they have plenty to play for. The Broncos have wrapped up the AFC West. Sure, Ravens, though, with a win, they know they can lock up the North. Some other scenarios take place that will help them, too. But bottom line is, in this building, this team is tough. Since drafting Joe Flacco and signing Coach John Harbaugh to come here and lead this team, they're 32-6 in this building. Broncos haven't won here ever. So you start with that. This team, tough to beat here, and the Broncos know that.
Yeah, exactly. One thing to note, quarterback Peyton Manning has won 8 straight against the Ravens. So it's sort of, you know, something's got to give there. As far as a few notes before the game, it's been reported that Ray Lewis will not play today. But outside linebacker Terrell Suggs is expected to suit up despite a torn biceps. So a couple of linebacker notes. And that's part of a defense that the Broncos said all week, regardless of who suits up, is going to be a tough challenge. They've allowed some yards this year, but they're the number one ranked defense in the red zone. So it's sort of a bend but don't break situation.
Right, giving up the fewest touchdowns, and that's exactly one of the things Peyton Manning earlier this week said this offense will have to prepare for.
Defensively, they create a lot of turnovers, and they're extremely tough to score touchdowns once you get in the red zone. They hold a lot of teams to field goals, if not turnovers. So that's our challenge this week, is trying to win against that.
That's Peyton Manning earlier this week at Dove Valley. And something else Peyton was asked about, and very appropriately, was the promotion of Ravens quarterbacks coach Jim Caldwell to offensive coordinator. Peyton, of course, spent a lot of time with Coach Caldwell in Indy. He was his position coach and then his head coach after Tony Dungy left. A lot of players were asked, how much will this offense change? They said probably not a whole lot. It'll all start and stop with Ray Rice.
Well, that's something the defense in the Broncos locker room certainly took to heart. Ray Rice is somebody they're going to have to keep their eye on all game long, and that's certainly first and foremost on their mind. But they also know that when Joe Flacco has the ball, they're going to need to get after him. The Ravens have lost 4 times this year, and in all 4 of those losses, Joe Flacco has been strip-sacked. That just happens to be one of the Broncos' specialties this year.
Yep.
They've got 11 as a team, led by Elvis Dumervil, 6. So they know that getting one of those game-changing turnovers could play a big role today.
Yeah, that could swing momentum and certainly take away possession from Baltimore, give the Broncos an additional possession. Strip sacks and some other pressures on Flacco. Here's Coach Del Rio on why he doesn't think this offense will change much and why they know they have to get ready.
I mean, they're not going to scrap their whole system. They might emphasize certain things, and, you know, we'll put a plan together accordingly. But, no, I mean, at this point in the year, you've got an awful lot of time invested, you know, through OTAs and summer camp and you know, the first few weeks of the season and all that. So I wouldn't expect a dramatic departure from, you know, what they do.
That was Coach Del Rio earlier this week at Dove Valley. And injury-wise on the Broncos sideline, but linebacker Wesley Woodyard and guard Chris Cooper are both questionable for this game, so we'll see if they suit up. We're still a little while before kickoff, but with a guy like Ray Rice who needs to be tackled and a guy like Haloti Ngata that needs to be blocked, the Broncos could certainly use those guys.
Yeah, Cooper, Woodyard, both starters, they could certainly use them indeed. Again, kickoff here at M&T Bank Stadium is at 1 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock for those of you back in Denver on CBS. And again, it is supposed to rain. It's dry right now, but it certainly looks ominous, and chances are the rain showers are coming in, should start right around kickoff. Thanks for watching Broncos TV on site. Enjoy the game.